Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Zayin Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Simen, which will conclude today. It's only one Sif, Simen Shin Pei Zayim, which deals with the halachos of both the Shituf Mavoyos and an Erev Chatzeros together. Are they both necessary? There is a nice hakdama in Dershu footnote number 1, which brings down the three Shitos that the Mechaber and the Ramo are going to discuss. And he starts and tells us that we've already learned previously in Simen Shin Ayin Beis, Shai de Erev Chatzeros, the making of an Erev Chatzeros allows people to be metalto the kelim from their house into that chatzer. So if you have a chatzer, you have many houses, they can carry from the houses into the chatzer. Likewise, if you have kamim chatzeros and they have a Pesach in between them, so the Erev Chatzeros that they make over here allows the people to go and carry the kelim from the houses into that chatzer as well as to other chatzeros over here. Likewise, we've learned that via a sheet of mavayos, you can be metato kalim that were in the house and go from the house into the chotzer and then into another chotzer via a mavui. And now we're going to talk about over here where you have a case where you have a shituf could be matir over here to carry the kalim from the house into the chatzir without making an erev chatzeros. And the three shitufs that he's going to bring down. The first one is from the Rambam. And that is, im nishtatlu bepas, that they specifically made the shituf mavoyos with bread. We pointed out in previous shurim that a shituf mavoyos could be with any type of edible maichel. So if you specifically made it with pas, and then the Rambam holds that this shituf over here is going to allow you to carry the kalim that were in the houses, gam lechatzeros, the ein tzarech erev chatzeros. So it can obviate the need. If you made the shituf mavoyos with pas, you don't need to make also an erev chatzeros. But if you used shar minei ochlim, then the Rambam holds you have to make both an erev chatzeros and a shituf mavoyos. The second day is from Rashi, and this is also brought down by the Beis Yosef and as well the Ritva. They all hold sheshituf levad eino matir letalto kelim sheshavsu bebatnul chatzer. If you just make a shituf mavoyos that doesn't allow you to carry from the houses into the chatzer, into the mavoy. V'rakim irva kol chatzer benifrad in beisel. But as long as each chatzer made its own erev chatzeros with the houses around that chatzer, and then you made a shituf mavoyos, in this situation, you would be allowed to go and carry matir hashituf l'talto gam mechotzer l'chotzer. Avshalo irvu hachatzeros b'neim. Even though the chatzeros didn't make their own erev connecting them, but through the sheet of mavoyos, you'd be allowed to then go and carry. That's the sheet of Rashi and the Ritva. Third sheet that will be brought down here by the Ramah in the name of the Rosh. And he says, gam in nishtatu b'yayin. If you made not with bread, but if you made it with yayin, the shita mavoyos, that also allows you to go and have over here no requirement for an erev chatzeros. With that little introduction, let us begin Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, hamishtatvim b'movoy. If you're making a shita mavoyos, so tzrichin la'arev b'chatzeros. You also have to go make a erev chatzeros over here in order k'dei shelo yishkechu atinokos toras erev. So the little children shouldn't forget the halacha of erev. As the Mishneh Berurah points out, that we're talking here specifically in Sivkot Nalep, below my riba pas, we're not talking about that you made it with bread, ela b'shar mine echlin umashkin. You made a shita mavoyos with any sort of edible food or drink other than bread. And in this situation, Sivkot and Beis, you have to go make an Erev Chatzeros as well as a Sheet of Avoyos. In other words, Hainu HaChatzeros Ima Bottom. You have to make a separate Erev Chatzeros with the houses of that Chatzer, and then you can have a Sheet of Mavoyos. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sharetzion Os Aleph says, Vayidei Zeh Mutu L'talto Gam Mechotzer L'Chatzer Kelim Sheshavsu B'Bayis. In this way, you can bring the Kelim from your house into the Chatzer and into another Chatzer. Because the Sheet of Amavi B'Chaver Kol HaChatzeros Yachid. It brings up the Rashi and the Ritva that this is the sheet that it says when you do this, you're allowed to go and carry now from one house through the chatzer into another chatzer because you have both the erev chatzeros and the sheet of mavoyos. Sivkot and Gimel. The reason why the rabbi set this up, k'dei shelo yishkechu atikonos atikonokos toras erev. They shouldn't forget erev. What does that mean? The Mishnah says, "Rotz lomar, d'midino lo yutzurichin lari b'chatzeros habsuchos l'mavoy klal." You technically didn't have to do this because shari mu'ravin mushuf tofim kvar mimela ayde sheet of a mavoy. Because you have a sheet of mavoyos, that should have solved the problem. However, elikidei. The reasoning is v'chulei that the children who won't realize that you have a legitimate erev chatzeros because they won't see it because they won't know what's going on in the mavui and therefore they will mistakenly think that you're allowed to carry here without an erev chatzeros. As the mechaber continues, sharei ein hatinokos makirin ma nasa b'mavui. They don't know what's going on in the mavui. As the Mishneh Berurah explains, the yomru the children are going to say in sivkat and dalit v'yomru avosenu lo erevu. They'll think, well, our custom is we don't need an Eruv Chatzeres over here, when in fact you do, except that here's this technically Shita Bavoyas could replace it, but since the rabbis are going to be concerned that the children won't know this, so they insisted that you make both the Eruv Chatzeres and a Shita of Mavoyas. And therefore, the Mechaber continues, Lefikoch, im nishtatu b'mavi b'pas, if you bedavka did it with bread, as opposed to the other mayachol mishtah that is allowed for shita b'mavayos, then it's no longer necessary. Somchin olav, you can rely upon this over here, and ein tzrichim l'ari b'chatzeros, and you don't have to make a separate eruv chatzeros, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, kol achas liatzma, every chatzer over here would normally have to make their own Eruv Chatzeros, here you don't have to. As Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down, nevertheless, the Magid Mishnah says in the name of the Rashba that the minog was that they would be ma'ariv with the bread and also to make a sheet of mavoyos. And that what they would often leave is two cookies, for example, in the house in the chatzer. One would be the Eruv Chatzeros and one would be for the sheet of mavoyos. He brings down as well from the Ari in the Shara Kavanos that he would be ma'ariv shnei eruvim. One over here would be a lechem for the Eruv Chatzeros and then he would bring another lechem for the sheet of mavoyos. And he would specifically eat them on Sudas Leil Shabbos on Friday night. He would take the motzi on the sheet of mavoyos pas. And on the Sud of Shachris, he would take the motzi on the Eruv Chatzeros chalom. What is the benefit of doing this over here? So he points out, if you made it with bread, then you only need a sheet of mavoyos. The machaber continues, shari atinokus makirim bapas, because they'll recognize this. Sivkot involved, the Mishnah Berurah explains, we talk shapas hi chayi ha'odim. Pas is so special, it's the staff of life. Lefikoch makirim bo kishim ishtatvim bo. He brings that for the Beis Yosef, they'll recognize that there's something over here, as opposed to if they just did it with some other food, they won't realize it, and they think they don't make an Eruv Chatzeros. You can carry without an Eruv Chatzeros, they won't realize there was a sheet of mavoyos. But if it's with pas, they will. The issue footnote number 4 brings down a second reason from the Rashba, because the children will see that you're bedafka doing it with pas over here, you're matriach yourself to do this with pas, they'll understand that it's instead of the Erev, and they won't forget Torah's Erev. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, Umayri shenichu apas bebayish v'chotzer, you have to put the bread over here in the house in the chotzer, and it has to be a pas shleim of l'prus, it has to be the regular dinim of an Erev chatzeros. The implication over here in Deir Shifut number 5 is that normally a sheet of mavoyos doesn't require pashlema, it's only in this special situation that it does. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'ilav hochilo mahani, if you don't have a pashlema and you have it in the house, in the chatzir, as your sheet of mavoyos, then it won't work. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yei shomrim, he brings down the opinion over here. This is the Rashi, the second opinion that we brought down in our Hakdama. Shim lo erva kol chotzer liatzma ein sokhen ala shituf. That if you don't have an Eruv Chatzeros, you can't rely upon the shituf mavoyos. And the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Zayin explains, Sheshituf ha-mavoy eino moel. The shituf mavoyos will not help you. El lechaber kol ha-chatzeros ha-mavoy yachad. It only combines the chotzer with the mavoy. Avol lo lechaber ha-batim ha-chatzeros, but it doesn't go and help you from the houses to the chotzer to the mavoy. Shemutra ideas al-hotzim and bias l'chotzer, unless you have a separate Eruv Chatzeros, according to this more machmir opinion, the second opinion over here in the Mechaber, which is the opinion of Rashi. The Mechaber continues, however, and he says, Avo, kishakol chotzer ervo le'atzma, and if they each made their own separate Eruv Chatzeros, and then, v'yachakach nishtatvu b'mavoy, then they made a sheet of mavoyos, the low ervo derech b'tzach shvenem, even though they didn't make the Eruv Chatzeros over here between their separate Chatzeros, then the sheet of mavoyos works. Mutarm l'shtamish b'chatzeros shebemavoy derech b'tzach shvenem. They can go and use the connection over here between the chatzeros, that would be perfectly good through the Pesach that's connecting them. Because in this situation, they can rely upon the sheet of mavoyos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, that they can use this for the kelim even in the house to bring them out. Why? Hatam, the reasoning is, just like the sheet of mavoyos works to allow people to carry from the chatzer into the mavoy, it will also allow in this situation when they each have their own separate Eruv Chatzeros on their chatzer, since they're allowed to carry from the house into the chatzer, they can now carry from the chatzer into the other chatzeros or into the mavoy. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if they only made an Eruv Chatzeros between the courtyards directly, but they didn't make a sheet of mavoyos, so then then the Chatzeros are allowed to use the mavoy because then their Eruv Chatzeros over here incorporates really the mavoy as well, because all the Chatzeros have one separate entity, so the mavoy is adjacent to them and they're allowed to use the mavoy as well. The Ramah now comments and he says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim desoch ben ashitov b'mokum eruv, afilu lo nishtatu el b'yayin. This is the third day that we brought down in our introduction, and this is the Ramah bringing down the Psak of the Rosh, who says that you can be somech on the shitov in a situation where the shitov was with yayin, and even though you don't have an eruv chatzeros. certainly with pas, but even with wine. The Mishnah explains the sivkot and tes. The afal gav the erev chaseris lo mahani be'almokim be'pas. Under normal circumstances, an erev chaseris requires bread. It won't work with wine. Here it's different. Hocha migud mahani le'inyan sheet of mavayos. Since it would work over here for the sheet of mavayos, which should be any maichel, the mahani afilu b'shar ochlen u'mashkin, it can be any food or drink, as long as it's edible. Mahani nami le'inyan erev chaseris. So since it works as a sheet of mavayos, it paradoxically also will work over here for the erev chaseris part. And the Ramah continues and he says, "V'kein somchina erev b'makum shituf," and therefore you can rely over here on an erev in the setting where there's a shituf mavayos. And this is again brought down in the name of the Rosh and the Mordechai as well, and brought down by the Tor. Now this is really unnecessary, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud points out. Kfar nizkar zeh b'divrei mechaberim b'kodem. We've already said this last halacha already. V'agav gerora chazar k'sovu. And he brings down for the Maimon Mordechai that it's just reiterated over here because you want to be for completeness' sake. But we already learned it previously. Furthermore, the Rama says, "Well, El Simin Shin Samach Vav Siv Vav in the Hagah." The Rama over there says, he writes, "Kosafti the Anu Noagim Lechatchila that our minog is that Lechatchila Shelo Lasos Rak Shituf Echod Bekemach. That we make the Shituf Avayos Bedafka Bekemach. Why is that? The nearly a time, the Rama says the reasoning is Ki Erev Shalanu Shekol Echom Ibnei Hachotzer Nosi LaShituf Have Ki Erev VShituf BiYachad." He says because our Shituf Mavayos is really functioning as both a Shituf Mavayos and as an Erev Chatzeros, and therefore Lechachila in Lasos Yoser, and since you don't have to make any more, so we Bedafka want to use Kemach over here. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph explains, "Apol gav the yesh lomar de tama minoku." Even though you might have said that the reasoning is mishum de mikemach open pas that we make from the flour over here bread ube pas halo kaimelon de shituf mo b'mokum eruv, and you might have said that the reasoning is because the pas over here is good even without an eruv chatzeros, and therefore bedavka we use kemach because it's like pas. Nevertheless, he says that's not the reasoning. The reason he says I'm giving you now that nearly a time that you can use bread is because he wants to be yotze even according to the other opinion, the yesh omer over here, Rashi's opinion. Yeshloma Durotza Lomar Liyashev Haminog Afliyesh Omim Shebedivre Machabe. This is for the second Mumachmir opinion over here that we brought down in the name of Rashi. And that is the Hecha Shalo Erev Kochotzer Liatzma. If, according to Rashi, if every individual Chotzer did not have its own Erev Chatzeros, the Shituf Mavayos wouldn't work. So he says, he wants to say, Lekuliyama Ein Somchim Ala Shituf Bimukom Erev, that everybody, according to that, Yeshomim, according to Rashi, holds that the Shituf doesn't work if you don't have an Eruv, and he wants to teach us, Vanan Nihigin, they know Sin Rak Shituf Levat, and we do just the Shituf alone. And therefore, the Ramah says, Ki Eruv Shalon, or Shikolechem Ibn Chotzer, no Sin La Shituf, Heavy Ki Eruv Shituf Biyachad, Ulechatkila Ein Lasos Yotir, and therefore that's all you have to do. Aye, the Ramah says, Boshe Tzrichu Shituf Eruv. That opinion that says that you need both, the Shituf and an Erev, that's only Hainu Bizman HaGemara. That was in the times of the Gemara, Shebnei HaChotzer Lo Nosnu L'Shituf. That's because they didn't participate. The Bnei HaChotzer had their own Erev Chatzeros, and they had a separate Shituf Mavayos that somebody else contributed to, but not all the people of the Chotzer. Rak HaChotzer Erevu B'Yachad, the Chotzer made its own Erev Chatzeros, and then one person, V'Yachad Bnei HaChotzer Nosnu L'Shituf, one person contributed to the Shituf Mavayos. And therefore, in that situation, you needed both. But nowadays, since we make one shituf for everybody over here, the Yovid Yotzer, Uberachalov, Heavy Brachal of Atollah. Today, if we'd make both, it would be a Brachal of Atollah, and we don't do this. This is brought down by himself, Das Atzmo, and he brings this well down from the Truvas Maram, brought down by the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis explains further. Hikshal Lavush, the Lavush questions us, and he says, "Mio Marshi Bismana Gemara Lo Nosnu Kol Bnei Chotzer L'Shituf Rak Echod Bnei Chotzer." He says, "Where did the Ramah get this?" The Lavush questions, "How did the Ramah know that only one person from the Chotzer contributed to the Shituf and the other people didn't?" Furthermore, "Va'od Lu Yehish Echod Bnei Chotzer Nosnu L'Shituf." Even if you want to say that it was only one person that contributed to the Shituf over here, Mabakach, why should that make any difference? He is acting on behalf of the whole Chatzer. Harei hu mezakehu lukulam. Vavi kiilu kulam nasnu. So how is that any different than if everybody participated? He's acting on behalf of everybody else since they made an Erev Chatzeros. So it's now as if the entire Erev Chatzeros participated in the Shituf Mavayos. So that's the Levush's question. Ayin Sham. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Acha ikor, the bottom line is, Sha'olam somchim al de'a rishona. The real answer is that we paskin over here like the first opinion. Sha'afilu lo Erev kol Chatzer li'atzma. If, in fact, the entire Erev Chatzeros wasn't performed, but im nishtatu bepas, but if they did use pas, then somchin alav, we can rely upon the sheet of Mavayos, even though there is no Erev Chatzeros. Ein tzrichim la'orev b'chatzeros klal. And we follow this first opinion of the Mechaber, the opinion of the Rambam, that as long as the Sheet of the Moyers was actually made with the Pash Shlema that's put into the house, as we brought down, then you do not need an Erev Chatzeros. And he concludes, Yosef Tov Lomar Beferish Bishas Hanochas HaHeruv, and to make sure that we clearly demonstrate that this is how we're holding, so at the time that you're putting in the Sheet of Mavayos, and you're putting that full Pas Shlema into the house, you should say that I'm doing this Le'eru Chatzeros Gam L'Shem Shituf. I'm also doing it for Sheet of Mavayos, and in this way, everybody would say that this is fine, Kemosha Kosav Ritva Behedja, as the Ritva himself stated specifically. Finally, Dershu footnote number 13 points out that this language of the Mishnah Berurah over here, and I'll read it again, Yosef Tov Lomar Beferis Bishas Hanochas HaEruv Sheminicho Gam L'Shem Shituf is actually backwards, it's not Meduyuk. And it really should be saying over here that Yosef Tov Lomar Beferis Bishas Hanochas HaShituf Sheminicho Gam L'Shem Erev. So when you're making the Shituf Mavoyos, you're also doing it for the purpose of an Erev Chatzeros. He says that's the more correct way to say this over here, and that is with the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah, but he just flips around those words in the Mishnah Berurah. He continues having a discussion further in the issue, footnote number 13, but we'll stop at this point. That concludes Simon Shin Pei Zayin and today's Shir.